Well, you've had quite the night, haven't you, darling? Oh, now, that's more than a little rude. Pointing a gun at me. Also more than a little bit pointless. Don't you know what I am, darling? Oh, there we are. You're quite the quick learner, aren't you? Didn't even have to show you my fangs. Oh, that's just a mite bit precious. If I wanted you dead, you would be dead. Very dead, extremely dead. And yet, you're not. You're still alive, still breathing, so why don't you just put down the gun? Do you want me to take it from you? There we are. I knew you were a smart one. So, let me be the first to welcome you to the night. Humans, so much fun, so entertaining, so very unaware. Only you're not so unaware now, are you, darling? You know all the things that go bump in the night. Well, not all of them, but some of them. Vampires and werewolves. I have to admit that I'm very impressed that you lasted this long. Most humans, well, it's merely minutes until they cease to be. And yet here you are, lasting until midnight. Impressive. Very, very impressive. And I am not easy to impress. Oh, you don't care about impressing me. Such an attitude. Such bite. I like it. You see, I've been watching you. I've been shadowing you every step of the way this night. I've seen all the things that you've been up to. You're interesting. I like interesting. Interesting is a lot rarer than you think. So, what do you think is going to happen next? Oh no, I don't mean between us. I mean, do you really think you'll survive? Oh, that's just precious. So cynical and yet so sweetly naive. The promises they made you, all lies. Survive the night and you get whatever it is they promised you. I don't really care. But they never intended on paying out. You were always going to die. It's just a matter of how and when. I know. It's so unfair. And yet you're not buckling. You're not falling to your knees and sobbing. Oh no, not you. You are thinking, you're planning, you're scheming. You're rather resilient for a human. You have some very questionable instincts. Oh no, that wasn't an insult. That was a compliment. You don't want my compliments. You are so rude. Very impolite. But then again, you have been hunted, so I guess I should cut you some slack. But I'm not going to, because I don't care. I don't care that you've been run ragged. I don't care what they promised you. I don't care what you're thinking of doing next. Though I would hazard it involves killing me. The only thing I care about is that you are interesting. And I like interesting. Do you know why they hunt you? Oh, you don't give a fuck why they hunt you. Of course you don't. But I think I'll tell you anyway. They hunt you because they need to. They need prey. They need to hunt. It's so very basic. It's so pathetic. You see, the creatures of the night aren't that different from humans. We are driven by our wants, our needs. Only some of us are a little more refined. The way they hunt is just so common. They run you down like dogs. There's no art, no finesse. It's just want and hunger. The need to hunt for prey. Of course, the usual prey deserves nothing more. But you're interesting. An interesting prey deserves a little bit more. Did you not notice how close I am? That's because you're still mortal. As sharp as you are, as keen as your instincts are, sharp and unpleasant. You're still a mortal. And I'm very, very old. I don't hunt like they do. Oh no. I don't hunt humans. It's too easy. I hunt something far more dangerous. I'm so very close now, and you're oh so very still, even though every instinct you have is telling you to run. Now, you didn't get this far by not listening to your instincts, did you? But you can't run. But you will. You will. Just let it happen. Just I know it hurts. I know it hurts. I am not so. I need to bring you to the edge of death, so I'm afraid it will be very unpleasant. Do you feel it, darling? Do you feel your life just ebbing away? The bloodlust. Oh, and what yummy blood it is. There's something about a vampire's bite that can be so pleasant. Oh, it can be so deadly. This always takes too long. I'm a little bit impatient. Well, sometimes. A point where my bite is almost certainly fatal. And that point is now. But it doesn't have to end. You don't have to end. You can go on. You can get revenge. Revenge on the ones hunting you. Revenge on me. You can live again. Only you won't just be mortal. You'll be more. You'll be interesting and more stronger, more resilient. All those instincts of yours will sharpen and you will be beautiful. And this is the point. Do you want to live? Do you want to survive? Do you want revenge? Revenge on the ones who hunted you. Revenge on me. For almost certainly doing you in. All you have to do is drink. All you have to do is drink of my blood. Look, I've done the hard bit for you. I have bit my wrist and, oh, that blood. It's so tempting. But for a mortal on the edge of death, for a mortal who is hungry for revenge, drink. Oh, of course you drank. Of course you did. Because you are too sharp for a mortal. You are something else. You're worth hunting. But I only hunt interesting prey. Oh. You're going to die. It will go dark. But you will wake again. And when you do, you will be more. And you'll run. Well, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll hunt. Oh, I like it when they hunt. I only hunt interesting prey. Immortals can only be so interesting. But vampires. Vampires of my own blood, well. That's what I call interesting prey. Now, my darling, you are certain to turn before they find you. So when they do come, filled with bloodlust and bravado, what will you do? Oh, I know what you'll do. But I'll be watching. Because I'm interested. And I want to see what kind of sharp you are when you're like me. I want to see what you become when you become part of the night. But now you're boring because you're this will be interesting. And I can't.